Here's just one difference. The House version elevates U.S. Cyber Command to a full combatant command. The Senate's version does not. Meanwhile, the Senate bill would completely reorganize DOD's acquisition bureaucracy, while the House took a more modest approach. The Obama administration has threatened to veto the Senate bill in part because of that sweeping approach to procurement reform, and it's made similar threats because of the House's reallocation of $18 billion in wartime spending to DOD's base budget. Bottom line, there's a lot of work ahead before Congress and the White House reach agreement on one of the most important bills of the year. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.